The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, and again, welcome to the Morning Drive on WTBR. I'm your guest host today, Brian Brokaw. We are live and local this morning on at our WTBR studio here on Federico Drive. So that's what we just heard from the National Weather Service. Sounds like starting to finally feel like spring. Looks like we're going to have a decent weekend coming up. Our guest today is Abby Allard. She's going to be here talking today about Girls Inc. and a few other projects that she's engaged with here in Pittsfield. But before we get started with that, I wanted to use a little of the airtime here to talk about another event that's coming up. The next couple of days, there's quite a few things happening. It's a busy time for activities for a lot of organizations here in Berkshire County. You know, probably the biggest thing is going to be tomorrow night, the first Friday, which of course has replaced the third Thursday. And as I understand, they're going to be blocking off the first block of North Street between Depot Street and Park Square. And then some of the events will be funneled down through Dunham Mall as well. And so what I want to talk about, though, is there's going to be a performance that is happening both tonight and tomorrow, and this is promoted by NAMI of Berkshire County, so NAMI being the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and it's also being sponsored by the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, which I'm involved with. And what it is it's a one-person performance. The performer's name is Laurie Schneider, and it's called Every Brilliant Thing. It's a play written by Duncan McMillan and Johnny Donahue. And they're British, so the playwrights were British, so that's why they use the word brilliant in the title. And basically what it is, it's a one-person play. Laurie's come into town to do this performance for us. And it's about depression and the lengths that we go to for those that we love. And so what happens in this little play is the main character, she learns, as a child, she learns that her mom just can't think of anything worth living for. So as a little girl, she begins to come up with this list of everything brilliant about the world, things that she feels are worth living for. So as a seven-year-old, she includes things like ice cream and being allowed to stay up past your bedtime, things with stripes, things like that kids would find brilliant, if you will. And so as a girl grows up and she matures, so does her list, and it becomes part of her life as she grows and goes through her own life stages, and she learns the deep significance of it, that it has on her own life. It's a small performance. It's kind of performed. It's been performed around the world. There's one of the original versions of it was actually on Broadway, and it's recorded on HBO. You can actually watch it on HBO at some point too. But so this is going to be tonight in Lenox at Miraval, and we're really grateful that Miraval has donated the space to allow us to do this. So we're really grateful to Miraval for doing that. And the performance tonight starts at 7 o'clock. If you are going to attend, we ask that you be there by 6:30 because it is sort of an interactive event insofar as, not to scare anybody off, but insofar as what Laurie will do prior is she'll hand out some index cards with some numbers, and at some point during the show she may call out a number because she's, as her character is building this list, she'll call out a number and you just respond with whatever's on that list, and she adds that to her brilliant list. This is a free event because we feel that it's important that people are able to attend this event. But we are obviously we're looking to help raise some money to defer the costs. What we are asking for, and you can buy your tickets online through Eventbrite on the NAMI website. So if you go to NAMI.org, or I'm sorry, NAMIBC.org, NAMIBC is all one word, .org. /EBT for Every Brilliant Thing, and you can find the link to Eventbrite, and you can buy the tickets there. And what we're asking is suggested donation is $9.88. And that's a nod to the 988 number that people are probably familiar with at this point. Hopefully they should. Hopefully they are. That is the national crisis number, 988. So it's just sort of a little nod to that that very important phone number. But again, it's more important that we have people who can experience this event. So again, it's tonight in Lenox. Starts at 7 o'clock, if you could be there by 6:30, and it's going to be at Miraval, which is the old Cranwell, right down there on Route 7. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have the same event, but we have a different venue. This one tomorrow night is going to be at Hotel on North. And again, Hotel on North has been really gracious in offering up that space to us for free. So again, we're so grateful for that. We're going to be in the ballroom upstairs at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Again, if you're going to attend tomorrow, if you could be there for 6:30. And that one also, nicely fits in with the events up on North Street for the for First Friday, because I understand that the theme for First Friday this year is, or at least this month anyway, is mental health awareness. So, NAMI is going to have a table at the corner of Depot and North Street, and the Berks Coalition for Suicide Prevention will also be there as well. And then, I know those events go until 7 or 8 o'clock, I believe, but our event starts at the latter half. So if you want to come up a little bit early, maybe get something to eat up in the first block where they'll have vendors and food vendors and all kinds of things to engage in. And then if you want to walk down to Hotel on North, and hopefully you can join us for the performance. So that's I wanted to plug that. I think it's a fantastic event, and we're really grateful that we're having that opportunity to do this. And again, we're grateful to Lori, who's coming here to do this performance. Lori works for NAMI in Sullivan County, New York. And she's also spent decades in the local community theater out there. So it's right up her alley to have adopted this program. And she travels around, does these performances. So we're really grateful for that. So today, we have our guest is Abby Allard. Hi, Abby.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's my first time on the radio.
Is it really?
So I will try very hard not to pop my plosives and destroy everyone's eardrums.
Okay. Well, I got the volume over here, so I can try to stay ahead of that for you. So, Abby, we thank you for giving me that time to kind of plug that other event.
Thank you for not announcing that I was late.
Okay. I was trying to cover for you, but all right. Cat's out of the bag. One of the things I had said is that there's a lot of events coming up. And I know that, I mentioned that, you're here to talk about some of the many things that you're involved with. One being, of course, Girls Inc., which is where you work.
Bread and butter.
Okay. And then there's all sorts of other things that you're involved with. We talked about the Southpaw Boxing Academy. Yeah. So we'll get around to those. And then I know there's other things that you are have an influence in, so which is fantastic. So we'd like to explore that a little today. What I'd mentioned too earlier was that this weekend there's just so many things going on, right?
Yes.
and namely the one I just mentioned, mm-hmm. But you've got some events to talk about today too, right?
Yeah, so actually tonight at Proprietor's Lodge, starting at 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. is the 34th annual celebration evening. So for the last 34 years, we've hosted a gala event that we give scholarships out to local Berkshire County senior girls, mm-hmm. that have applied for a variety of scholarships. One is the Borowski Scholarship. That's the Girls Inc. Scholarship that was founded by Mr. Nicholas Borowski in memory of his wife, Ruth P. Borowski. And it just really follows the Girls Inc. motto of strong, smart, and bold. We look for girls who are high need, great academics, and then really giving back to their community. And this year, we're very lucky that the fund has been able to increase a little bit, and we've added two more girls that we've been able to gift the scholarship to. So we've been six girls for quite a few years, and this year we went up to eight. Mm. And then we also partner with Rotary Club of Pittsfield, who we give a scholarship to through them, Zonta International Club here in Berkshire County, Berkshire Community College, and MCLA all partner with us to do scholarships. So all together, we give out 12 scholarships. And then one of the big highlights of the evening is the She Knows Where She's Going Award. That is an award given to a local Berkshire County woman who is a leader in her profession. So, you know, we've ranged from leaders in volunteerism. Last year, we were fortunate enough to give the award to Linda Dooley of Dooley & Co. and the Dooley Leadership Program. And then the year before, very deservingly, Kelly Marion, who is our executive, our CEO, our chief executive officer, who has been with the organization for over 30 years and has brought us from deep in the red to great in the black, and has just done a ton for the community. And so we were really happy to give it to her. Shirley Edgerton has been a past award winner. Carolyn Valley from Habitat. We've had, it's just a really beautiful list of really strong, amazing women. And we're so lucky that this year we're giving it to Cindy Shogri-Raymer from Greylock. And we're just very excited to have her there and have the Greylock team there, who were a platinum sponsor this year. And it's a really fun event. We kind of put it as our gala, but it's always been a really great social community event. It gives the girls that win the scholarships a great opportunity to start building their network here in the Berkshires. You know, we have a lot of really great sponsors, a lot of the larger banking institutions, Pittsfield Co-op, Berkshire Bank, Adams Bank, Lee Bank, AWC Construction was one of our gold sponsors this year, Berkshire Health System. So we will have a lot of really great people there for these girls to interact with and to get to know. And kind of our goal always at Girls Inc. and at Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center is to build this pipeline from infancy all the way through high school graduation, that we're giving you the tools and the skills, being that third pillar to help support you as you continue, and then inspire you to come back to the Berkshires and see what's available here once you've kind of gone out and experienced using the skills that we've given you. It's a really fun event. It's one of my most fun ones that I get to plan throughout the year. I have a great board and fund development committee that helps a ton. My CEO, my finance manager, and my program manager are all awesome. Teamwork, we kind of get together. Even our assistant office manager was folding the brochures last night for everybody, and I was so appreciative. We had 115. All hands on deck, right? 100% yeah. Is when we have any event that we do. And this is kind of a really nice one because all the funds raised for this specifically go to Girls Inc. programming. And we've been really fortunate that programs like Eureka and our Discovery Leadership, we've been able to keep cost free. So it is really open to all girls, or all youth who feel really comfortable in a girl-centric environment. To come in and do these programming and not have to, you know, families, guardians don't have to worry about a cost. And then it's just been really magical to have these events and see all the support and the realization of the community that this is such a needed thing for these girls and young women. And to have all that great support coming from it, it just, it always blows, it blows my mind every year. So we'll be at Proprietor's Lodge tonight starting at 5. You can buy tickets at the door. $50 a ticket. There's still tables available, spaces available. It is going to be a little bit of a packed house, but we are always welcoming more people because it's proprietors and Candace is so great. And if I say there's an extra like 20 people, she'll be like, all right, let me grab the guys, bring the tables up. So it's just going to be a really, and from what we've reading, the weather should be really nice by the time the event happens. And if you were planning on attending any other events tonight, ours runs from about 5 to just about 7, so you would be able to get out and head over, drive down to Miraval and check out your event. So it's nice. It's a little short, sweet, but you really get to celebrate all the accomplishments of women and girls here in the Berkshires.
Yeah, and that's good planning to have it earlier in the evening.
Exactly.
You know, right out of work, right out of school, and then still freeze people up for the rest of the night.
Well, and there's a cash bar, so you can have, you know, a couple cocktails, a cocktail or two, get your ride, and then head over to Miraval and continue your party.
So, and I think a real important part of what you were talking about is, you know, giving the local girls, the skills so that they can, you know, be more responsible and confident, right, in life. And that's going to reap rewards for them, and that they're going to go out and explore the world, But then what's important to Berkshire County is that you want to encourage them to come back.
Yes.
That they had, that they'll remember that they had, you know, good experiences here through Girls Inc. Or whatever other services they may have been engaged with. And they'll come back with all the skills that they learn out in the world and help contribute back to us.
Yeah. That's one of the greatest things about our Eureka program. So we start with girls as young as fifth, sixth, seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And then we move. They stay with us throughout the whole program till they graduate. One of our girls last year who did the whole program with us was with us for 5 years. We were able to help support a lot of what she was doing, and she got a full ride scholarship to Princeton.
Wow.
Really accomplished young lady, and she has a lot of ties here because part of that Eureka program is connecting them. We help them get internships, externships, and it is STEM focused, but we've had young ladies that have been in the program that are like, well, I like what we're doing, but I know that when I go on to college or higher education, STEM isn't what I'm going to focus on. So we do try to work with the girls to highlight. One young lady wanted to be a writer, so we were able to connect her with local writers here, mm-hmm. that were able to talk to her about publishing and what the expectation is, and if you go to college, what you should be studying. And so it's been really great to just see these young people thrive in a way that meets them at their needs, rather mm-hmm. than us just saying, this is what you need. Mm-hmm. We find out what they want, and we meet that.
Yeah. And you've got multiple programs there.
Yeah.
And I always forget you have a pool, for one.
We do.
So you have an aquatics program, right?
We have the warmest pool in Berkshire County, and I will stand by that. As someone that has been in many pools in Berkshire County, it is definitely the warmest one. We offer all ages programming. One of the great things about our early ed program is once you're in the older toddler classroom, so older toddler, preschool, and pre-K, they all get swim lessons as part of their curriculum. Mm-hmm. So when you graduate out of our pre-K program, you have the basic swim skills. And, you know, swimming is a survival skill. It is a life skill.
Sure it is, yeah.
And it's so great to know that part of just not that educational curriculum, but we're giving those life skill curriculums as well to help these youngest people in Berkshire County succeed. We also have a before and after school program, which is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. If you ever look at our Facebook page and check out our pictures, it's just a lot of smiling, happy kids just enjoying their life. And, you know, we're very fortunate to partner with a lot of great foundations and organizations that help to support that. So we're able to, you know, offset some of the costs of busing in the summer so we can mm-hmm. take them on field trips. Because we are a nonprofit, you know, we do rely heavily on annual support, on camperships, on grants, on donations. So we're very fortunate to live in a community that recognizes the work that we're doing. And trying to think if I've, oh, we have a program called Youth Empowerment Services. So we mm-hmm. actually have two licensed social workers on staff.
And you call that YES, right?
YES, yeah, Youth Empowerment Services, YES. And we have two licensed social workers on staff that are there and available for our families in priority populations or just on one-on-one with the students in either side of the program, the early ed, the Girls Inc., or the before and after school, to talk with them if they're having struggles. Mm-hmm. We have great homework helpers in the classrooms. Our group leaders are amazing. And everyone goes through, you know, one of the best things that I love about where I work is, you know, we have three mandatory professional development days, which sounds scarier than it is. It's a fun day. You get to connect with your colleagues. You know, you get to cross with some of the other educators you don't see a lot. And especially with the administrative staff, we participate as well. And it's really great opportunity to have people come in to give us trainings on how to meet our families where they're at and be a warm handoff to other services, to the school system, to, you know, special needs services like PDC, things like that, and just being a resource here for the community. Mm-hmm. In February, we did the MLK clothing drive where I think, and I don't want United Way to get upset if I misquote this, but I think we had about over 225 people come in and use the service. It was amazing. So it's great to be, you know, centrally located and such a big part in making our community just a really strong place for young people.
Mm. And you are centrally located.
We are.
Right there on East Street.
We're right on East Street. We're directly across from Ilari and the Berkshire Athenaeum, who we have an amazing partnership with. Alex over at the museum, at the library, is always looking for programs to do with us. We're always looking to programs to do with him. Mm-hmm. RSVP, who's down there. We work with them and do the knitting club that they have on Wednesdays, and we have a handful of girls that go over there. And one of the greatest things that we see happening now is we have all these great tech programs like Tech Goes Home, Win at Social, and all of our great STEM programs where we partnered with the Museum of Science to teach all these really great STEM kind of building activities. We do everything from, you know, building like mini rockets with them to learning how to use Scratch and how to like game develop. But we're seeing a lot of the girls being like, well, we don't know how to cook. We want to learn how to cook for ourselves. We want to learn how to fix, like if we have a rip in a dress, how do we fix our clothes?
Right.
So working with RSVP has been great, that they're learning these kind of life skills as well as having this, you know, second arm partnering with Pittsfield Public Schools and being another education opportunity for young people.
Yeah. And so your location, the building that you're in, I mean, that was renamed the Gladys Allen Brigham Center, like, I mean, 20 years ago at this point, right?
Yeah. So
and do you know a little bit about
I can
Gladys?
Speak a little bit about Gladys. Yeah. So Gladys Allen Brigham was the first female United Way director in the United States, in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And she really dedicated her life to serving her community. And for a long time prior, before a name change, our early ed department was called the Gladys Allen Brigham Department Early Education.
Okay.
And then as more of our after-school programming and our YES programming became co-ed, we felt that it was more appropriate to have an umbrella organization and name it after a strong female presence here in the Berkshires to still keep that tie. So Girls Inc. of the Berkshires is our flagship, but because we have all these other ones, we wanted to really make sure we were serving the community as a whole and that everyone felt like they belonged.
Right. Yeah, and it was I thought that was fantastic that you that your organization embraced her as you know, as a namesake.
Yeah, she's
you know, being local and being so civic-minded, and all the things that she did for the community here in Berkshire County all those years, and with the United Way, like you said. She helped mold did you go to the United Way?
I was
event?
At there. Okay. Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, and so Tom Bernard was, you know, explaining how things have developed over the years. And, you know, there's the discussion about how the community chest and the Council for Social Agencies were merged to become what we know of as the Berkshire United Way. And that Gladys was a big part of that, from what I understand, right? So,
And we really love just in a time where women weren't expected to take on these roles. She was someone that was just like, nope, I'm going to do it. And she did it not only well, she did it with class, and she did it in an understanding and equitable way at a time where we weren't talking about things like that, like DEI and equity and inclusion. And she was someone that wanted to make sure those things were happening. So she was a woman well beyond her time, and we're very proud to be the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center.
So a lot of, kind of going off of that, of course, there's a lot of volunteerism that goes on in Berkshire County. There's a lot of nonprofit organizations, and you mentioned RSVP, you know, great resource for volunteers. If people want to get involved with Girls Inc., how do they do that? Do you need volunteers? Are you looking for volunteers? Or
I am always looking for volunteers. It's very, you know, we kind of go through, it is, skill sharing is a big one. You know, we've had people come in who's done one-off classes with our Girls Inc. girls or with our after-school program, you know, whether they're a local high school basketball coach and they come in and they do a couple of drills so the boys and girls learn some, you know, drills for physical education, or they come in and they talk about storytelling and story writing. We just try to bring in people that have these interesting skills that the children really want to relate to. And it's also great for them to see other adults. And then especially if we bring in someone, you know, we're really trying to reach out to that, you know, 20 to 30 year old range to get younger people in involved. so they continue that philanthropy throughout their life. But we're always looking for skill sharing. If you are someone that likes to be outdoors, we have a camp cleanup day every year. It's generally in June. It's usually the Friday or Saturday before Father's Day. And so if you want to be outside, if you've never been to our camp, which is Camp Stevenson Wet'suwet'en, since 1929, you know, the oldest continuously operating all-girls camp in Berkshire County. And, you know, if you've ever been on Anoda Lake, and you see the public beach, and directly across, you see another beach. That's our beach. So we're very fortunate that we got grandfathered in as one of the only two beaches on Anoda. But we very fortunately received some ARPA funding, received some funding from the CPA, and we're hoping to receive a little bit more funding from the CPA that's helped us to really bring life back to camp in a really thoughtful way of how our campers use the buildings and the activities. And we've been able to partner with a lot of really great partners because part of the CPA money, we built a trail out there. And the goal of the trail is for us to be able to work with other nonprofits to offer them a free, safe hiking trail for their clients or constituents that are working with them. Hillcrest Educational Centers is one that we're partnering with now because our second half of the trail will be a completely ADA qualified trail. So it'll be great for students with mobility issues. It's a shorter trail, so, and it's a little bit more contained. And then the other nice thing is we've worked with three education specialists to develop these really fun learning modules that they made in such a way that they're adaptable to any age based on the instructor. So we worked with Michelle Potash from Pittsfield Public Schools, Elizabeth Sheffer-Winnig, who is from New York State United Teachers. So she was a teacher and then went to work for the Teachers Union as a curriculum specialist. So she's designed curriculum used in New York State. So she helped. And then Anthony Paulo, who's a special needs educator. And he also helped to develop these modules. We have three and a half. We're working on the fourth one right now. But they're ready to go. And so we're hoping in the fall, once we get through camp, we'll be able to open the trail up again for these, work with these other nonprofits and child cares so that they can head up there.
Before we go to our break, how many acres are there? So, you're talking about trails going through the, through
so
the park.
So we have 53 acres.
53 acres. That's
we have
great.
53 acres. And one of my best, one of the best things I love thinking about up at camp is we had Berkshire Natural Resource Council come out. And when we've built the first trail, to come out and kind of help us, guide us, what would make the most sense. And they were like, wow, these are woods that really have never been touched because it really is important to us to have that conservation. We are part of the watershed and we, and you know, we want the experience to be as connected to what was originally there as possible. And to have, you know, them come in and say, wow, like, we don't see a lot of these where you're building trails. And it's just really beautiful to see. And it goes with the whole story of Camp Wet'suwet'en, where we're protected by the white-tailed deer. And, you know, we have some cameras out there. And every once in a while, you see a deer go by. And you're like, oh, they're just making sure camp is safe. Perfect.
All right. So we're coming up on the top of the hour. Our guest this morning is Abby Allard with Girls, Inc.,
Girls Inc., Gladys Allen Brangan Community Center.
Yep. And
but we love 18 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not offended to be.
No, of course not. but we are going to pause for station ID, and we're going to thank our underwriters, and then we'll return in just a few minutes. So thanks for listening to WTBR 89.7, and the morning drive will return.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sundrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at parksquareproductions.com.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Are you age 60 or above and somewhere on the LGBTQ plus spectrum? If so, don't sit home alone. Come out to socialize with the Rainbow Seniors of Berkshire County. We meet in person and online several times each month. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Berkshire Rainbow Seniors or on the web at www.rainbowseniors.org. Funded by the Older Americans Act and Elder Services of Berkshire County, your tax dollars at work.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
I always start to talk before that horn, so I gotta learn to wait till the horn goes. Anyway, welcome back. Thanks for coming back for WTBR 89.7, the Morning Drive. And our guest this morning is Abby Allert with Girls, Inc., among other things.
Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, home of Girls, Inc. of the Berkshires.
All right, thank you for the clarification. I'm sure I'll say it wrong again before the end of the day, but
you can correct me.
All right. So again, thanks for being here. Before we get started, I just wanted to revisit something I talked about at the top of the hour regarding another event, because we've talked about that this is a very busy time for nonprofits around here. There's a lot of wonderful things happening this weekend. So you have your choices, that's for sure. So if you choose one of ours.
Choose us.
If you choose one of us tonight or tomorrow night, we're really grateful because there are so many options out there. So what I want to talk about real quickly is the NAMI here in Berkshire County. That's the National Alliance for Mental Illness and the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. We have a performer coming in to do a show called Every Brilliant Thing. And it's a one-person performance. The performer, her name is Lori Schneider. She works for NAMI over in Sullivan County, New York. And this performance is, it was written by some British playwrights, so the word brilliant is in the title because it was written over on the other side of the pond there. So some of the language reflects that. But Every Brilliant Thing is, it's a powerful performance, one-person performance by Lori. It's about depression, and it's about the lengths that we go through for those that we love. The character that Lori portrays, when she's 7 years old, she realizes or learns that her mother is having a hard time with depression and can't really find a reason worth living for, anything worth living for. So as a seven-year-old girl, she begins to accumulate a list of every brilliant thing that she can think of that would be worth living for. And, you know, as a seven-year-old, it's ice cream, it's things with stripes, it's, you know, staying up past your bedtime, things like that would appeal to a seven-year-old. But as she matures, her list matures, And as she goes through stages of her life, she realizes the deep significance of this list and how it affects her own life. So this is a performance that tonight is going to be at Miraval, which, again, they're donating the space to us, which we are so appreciative of. Tickets are available through the local NAMI. It's going to be namibc.org. So it's namibc, all one word, .org, /EBT, for Every Brilliant Thing. And, you can come to the door, too. We'll have tickets there. Tickets, if we want people to be there. It's an important message. So it's more important to us that people come, even if you can't afford the ticket. What we're asking for as a donation for the ticket would be $9.88. So that's a nod to the 988 crisis number. So it's nominal. It's just sort of representing promoting that number. But we really love for people to come. Tonight it's at Miraval. Tomorrow night it's just down the road from First Friday. We're going to be at Hotel on North. Again, Hotel on North is donating space, but they're giving us the ballroom upstairs, which, again, so appreciative for them doing that for us and giving us that area to do this. So if you can make either of those performances, like I said, you can pre-order your tickets online through namibc.org, or you can come up to the door. The performance starts at 7, but if you do come, we hope for you to be there around 6:30 just so that you can get settled in. And there's a little bit of mild participation in that. Lori will give out some cards, index cards with numbers on them, and then one of those brilliant things meant for the list. So at some point, she'll just look up and she'll shout out a number, and if it's your card, you just reply with whatever's on that card, and then she assumes that into her bit. So I don't want to scare anybody off that you're not getting pulled up on stage like Cirque du Soleil or anything like that, which happened to me one time. scared the heck out of my kids. The clown came down off the stage and scooped me up in front of them. Anyway, I'm going to get back to talking with our very special guest, Abby Allard. Abby.
I just like to say that performance sounds amazing. Just on a personal note, I have somatic OCD, which is a form of OCD where you hyperfixate on the somatic functions of your body. So things like breathing, blinking, tongue position, heart rate, things you don't control. I work with a great team to help me be in a really good place about it. And one of the things that works for me and that I've started with my family is every day when we check in with each other, we do 10 things of gratitude. So 10 things you did today that you were grateful for. And, I have an 8-year-old who most of the stuff is yesterday. She competed in the Special Olympics and she was like, well, I'm grateful that I got 3 gold medals at the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that, my friend gave me flowers. And I'm grateful that I get to have grilled cheese and French fries for dinner. And it's just very sweet to see, her list versus my list, where it's like, I'm grateful that I did not cry when I woke up this morning. So you do see that, like, the innocence and the sweetness. And then it'll be great to see how that changes. And so probably not going to make it tonight. Mm-hmm. I might have an event going on.
Yes.
But yeah, tomorrow sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a really great, special kind of performance. Mm-hmm. And, in theater and in art, you can find tools for yourself to help regulate your own kind of feelings and emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such an important part of everybody's healing journey.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's great what you were telling us here about your own little list and your daughter's list. I mean, that's art imitating life here, right?
Yeah,
in a sense. And, it's important to have affirmations.
100%.
We get bombarded every day with all the...
A lot of negativity.
Negativity, So anywhere that we can find that in ourselves to remind ourselves what's good.
That we're all special.
Yes.
Everyone here in Berkshire County, everyone here in Massachusetts, everyone's special and perfect in their own way. And it's having the tools and skills and the right people around you to build you up and lift you up and make you feel that the way that we all see you. Mm-hmm. And I love NAMI. We've always loved running in the 5K, and I just think this is a really, sounds like a powerful, special performance. And again, you can attend our event first at 5 o'clock at Proprietors, and then still have time to head over to Miraval and check out this performance.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. That's well put. So anyway, let's talk about some of the wonderful things that you're doing.
Other things about me.
Yes. I know that you are also involved with it's the Southpaw Boxing Academy, right?
Boxing Academy. Yeah. Yes. Head coach Todd Poulton, who is a former professional boxer. And I am the assistant head coach. I went through all of the trainings with USA and Olympic Boxing. So I am not the highest level you can be, but I'm not the lowest level you can be. So I'm at the point where I can, you know, when we have quite a few boxers in our program that over the next couple months will have, you know, having real fights through USA Boxing, getting them all registered, getting them some opponents, because, you know, as boxing, it's based not only on age, but also on your weight. Well, it's based on your birth date. I don't want to say age, birth date, and your weight. And, you know, I think if you've ever been involved with anyone who's done wrestling or any sort of fighting, you weigh in, and it's a really important part. So weight is a big for, you know, you don't want unfair advantages. If you have someone the size of, you know, Mike Tyson fighting someone the size of me, that's not really a fair fight, in my opinion. But it's a really great program. So we have our three main classes, which are Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. They're at Berkshire Nautilus. Greg, who's the owner, has been amazing working with us, loves that we're working with the kids. And one thing that's really special about those classes is we call it family style boxing.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm the coach. My husband is one of our more elite boxers. And then my daughter does the younger program. So all three of us get, you know, a guaranteed we're going to be together for these, you know, 4.5 hours every week, doing something physical together, doing something that, you know, boxing often is looked at as an individual sport, which it is when you're out there, but you have a whole team. And that's one thing we really try to stress with all of our boxers is you're here and you're part of a team. If you're struggling one day, someone's going to help you and support you. And again, mental health is a big thing we talk about at Southpaw, because boxing does a great job on teaching young people how to regulate their feelings and their emotions. Because we're not out to hurt anybody. We're here to get a good workout. We're here to learn the sport of boxing. And we do give them opportunities to practice spar, and we do take them other places where they get real fights, and learning when to hold back, when to throw a punch, and then how to be a good sport, how to be kind to the people that are around you. You know, our students now, the ones that are at the point where they get to go to other gyms, we go to gyms in Catskills and in Worcester. Camp Get Right in Worcester has been amazing to us. They're a huge gym, and we're just kind of the small gym in Pittsfield, and they've always partnered with us, been really great. And they help us as well with training the kids when they go out there. So making sure that these kids have great stability. And we work with a lot of other organizations as well. We work with Viability right now, and on Fridays at 5 o'clock, we do offer a class for young people and adults who have different levels of needs that maybe make them outside the neurotypical and more in that atypical. We have a couple that are on the spectrum. We have some that have learning delays, developmental delays, and we're able to teach them. Again, working on that self-regulation, working in that resiliency, that confidence that you see, it's really amazing to have that class. And that runs from 5 to about 6:15. And we partnered with Viability to do that, which is an amazing organization. And we're working on our partnership with BCARC to also offer classes for their clients as well. Because we found that overall, you know, when you work out, it releases, if anyone's ever seen Legally Blonde, and the whole argument at the end is, you know, if you work out, you get endorphins and you feel better. And we want young people to work out in a way that's going to make them feel better about themselves, about their community, about the people around them. And again, and I think Brian and I might be pretty adept at this, but and understand the importance of it, but building a network mm-hmm. is huge.
Sure.
Having someone you can call when you need to. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, Todd Poulton's our head coach. I'm the assistant head coach. I'm also do a lot of our back end office management. And then Paul Procopio, who is in the New England Basketball Hall of Fame for his record when he coached at St. Joe, is mm-hmm. one of our coaches as well. And then we work with Dom Sacco, who is a school psychologist, and he works pro bono with a lot of our families that are mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. that may need that extra support. And it's just been a really fun thing for me to do as someone who collegiately played sports. I know how important sports can be to young people, and to have such a great group of adults there to help mentor young people. And then in our class, we have a great group of adults that are all trying to learn to box and all want to be elite boxers. But they also understand that what the effect this is having on kids, and a lot of the kids we have are coming from downtown Pittsfield, West Side, and just being able to be another presence in their life of someone they can call. They can talk about school with us. Mm. They can talk about home with us. They know that we're there to support them. So it is, at the end of every class, we kind of have a sit down and people can share. And if there's anything, and, we all have the connections to help them connect with resources as well. So again, being that handoff is just a really important role. And, and I will say I started doing boxing about a year and a half ago, and I lost about 72 pounds. Hmm. So if you are just looking for a great workout,
yeah,
boxing will, it'll do it.
Yes. Yes, it will. I took a little boxing class just recently, and it was a lot more challenging than I expected.
You're sweating.
So yes, for sure.
If you have on our cardio day on Mondays, we call it our cardio day. We don't do a lot of boxing. We do some skills and drills, but mm-hmm. it's a lot about working on your endurance and your breathing mm-hmm. and your capability. A boxing match is at minimum is 3 rounds of 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't sound like a lot. You're like, 9 minutes. I could work out for 9 minutes. I can run a mile. So I can.
But
it's much different.
It's a hard 9 minutes.
When you're throwing punches and you're trying to block punches.
Yeah. Defense and offense at the same time. Yeah.
And another special thing about ours is we teach universal boxing, which is what USA Boxing recommends. So when you come in, even though we're called Southpaws, when you come in, you're going to learn how to box both sides of your body, mm-hmm. how to use both sides of your body. And it really helps, especially with the young kids. We have a lot of teen boys that have, when they started with us a year ago, were 5'1", and now we have a young gentleman who's almost 6'6". Mm. So they've got a lot of changes happening in their body, and giving them this ability to learn how to use their body and both sides of their body really helps with their coordination and mm-hmm. helps with their physical development and their emotional development.
Yeah. And you mentioned the connection with some of the mental health and mental illness programs that are associated with this. And I saw online, I think it was Todd Poulton who said something about knocking out the stigmas of mental illness. That's part of his motto for this whole program, right?
A huge part. And I know and Todd speaks a lot about this, but Todd also has OCD, and it's negatively affected his life a lot when he was younger. And, again, he found a great team working with them, getting all the resources he needs and to be in a good spot. But one of his, and I think a lot of people's fear when you have something with mental health, or you're dealing with something with mental health, or someone you love is dealing with something around their mental health, is there is a stigma. Mm. You don't talk about it. Mm. This comes back to the time where women were put in institutions for hysteria because mm-hmm. they were depressed. They were upset because their husbands weren't being loving, supporting people mm-hmm. like what we have, kind of developed more as a society. But you have this historic that I think sticks in people's heads that if I've been diagnosed with something, then there's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, your brain just works differently. Everyone's brain works differently.
Right. And this program gives different kids with different abilities, mm-hmm. Different opportunities to engage in this sport. And then, like you said, more importantly, to have that connection and that networking mm-hmm. so that they know that they're not alone.
100%.
Right? And then it gives them more confidence to be able to address their mental illness yeah. and you get what they need from
resiliency.
Resiliency.
That resiliency. Proceed.
Yes, absolutely. So this is a great program to have that.
It's amazing. And there are some other really great boxing gyms in mm-hmm. Berkshire County as well. And, you know, we have good relationships with them. But, again, ours really focuses on that family style. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have elite boxers that we train with. We take time out of, you know, our regular class. We meet with them on separate days. So they do get that one-on-one, that training that they need to be the best boxer they can be, mm-hmm. which then brings them back into the fold during class time to be mentors.
Yeah. And so that was my next question. How can people help? What do you need at Southpaw? And can people volunteer? Do you need money? Is there a way that, I mean, or how can someone who is just looking to take the classes, how do they get engaged?
So if you're looking to take the class, mm-hmm. if you go, we have a website and we have a Facebook page, both under Southpaw's, make sure you add the S, mm-hmm. Boxing Academy. You feel free to email. Facebook is the best way because I run the Facebook, so I will get that right away. Also on both is, and one of the things I really like about this is if you call the phone number attached, it goes directly to Todd. Mm-hmm. Like he is very big on like, he wants to talk to you. He wants the opportunity to explain mm-hmm. exactly what happens, talks a little bit about our code of conduct, talks about USA Boxing because they do have, I mean, we have two big booklets. USA Boxing is Olympic Boxing. So we have, there's a lot of rules and regulations that we have to follow. And we're currently working on our nonprofit status to get us to be able to go for some funding, mm-hmm. do some more fundraising, because we try very hard to work to keep the costs low. I mean, we do have to pay rent and for our spaces and it would be great, you know, but at this point, what we really want are just kids to come in. And so again, as young as 5 years old, we've had, mm-hmm. and we'll go up until I believe the oldest we've had is 77 right now.
Wow.
So it's really, and everything is adaptable to all skill levels. And again, you don't have to come if you're like, well, I don't really want to fight anybody. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. We never make anybody fight. We never make anybody spar. Mm-hmm. We never make you. If you're like, I can't afford gloves, I can't afford this, like, just come yeah. for the workout.
Yeah. It's not Fight Club.
No. Because there are rules more than just don't talk about it. If anything, yeah. we want more people to talk
exactly.
about it.
Just the opposite.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we have a lot of really great, right now we have 4 families that all work out together. We have a couple individual teen boys that came through us through Officer Darren Derby, who mm-hmm. helped connect them with us. And we've been able to really work with them. And again, you hate that kind of old school mentality is like, you want to get kids off the street. It's not that we want to get kids off the street. We want to give them skills and tools to feel safe and comfortable no matter where they go, mm-hmm. that they're going to make correct decisions, that they're going to be able to protect themselves, and that they have that resiliency to keep going and knowing whatever comes their way, they have a team of people, they have their own teammates, mm-hmm. they have, you know, their coaches. They have people like Dom who are all here to, like, they have my phone number. They have Todd's phone number. They have Dom's phone number. They can call any of us. And then what I really love seeing is the mentors connecting with our younger students. And now they're working together and they do little workouts and they go to the track and they run together. Because, again, endurance is a huge thing for boxing. So it's really beautiful to see all these connections happening. And also with USA Boxing, you are quarried, so everyone that's right. there and doing it is sure. safe, that mm-hmm. they've all gone through fingerprinting and all those things so that you're working within a safe environment with safe adults and that are caring and understanding of what is happening in your life.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us on WTBR The Morning Drive, our guest today is Abby Allard with the Gladys Allen Brigham Center, Girls Inc.
Community Center.
See? So it's a lot of words all in one time.
GAPCC works too.
GAPCC.
Okay. But we will respond to Girls Inc. I mean, we still have people that call us Girls Club.
Okay. So Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
With the Girls Inc.
Home of Girls Inc.
Home of Girls Inc. Boy.
Of the Berkshires.
I should have written this down. and then, of course, South Paws with the S, South Paws Boxing Academy. Abby, you know, we also know each other through some other organizations, BLP for one, through One Berkshire, the Berkshire Leadership Program. You wanted to talk about that?
I would love to talk about BLP. So I have the absolute pleasure of serving as the chair of the committee this year. So I got to help plan the bus tour, which happens today for our 2024 class. I'm so sorry that I won't be on there with you, Ken. It is our big event tonight. I am there in spirit. I did pick the Mount to be your starting point, so I really hope they all have a great time there. I worked at the Mount for 4 years. It's a beautiful, a Berkshire gem that you really can't miss. And if you live in the Berkshires that have never gone, the trails are open for free to the public outside of operation hours. So you can go at early in the morning or in the afternoon, or if you just check their hours and you just want to walk the trails, they've done an amazing job out there.
Yeah, the gardens are beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous. $1 million gardens that they maintain through funding that they receive, which is amazing. And their maintenance staff, a shout out for Earl Persip, who is also one of our city councilors here in Pittsfield. He's just done a really amazing job, him and Susan and the whole team. So that's a little plug for the Mount. But Berkshire Leadership Program is, Brian and I did it in 2022. And it was probably one of the most fun things I've ever done in Berkshire County. You travel up and down the county, meet all sorts of people. You have your class that you work with. You do a project together, and our project focused on mental health.
Yeah, it did.
We
partnered here
with PCTV.
PCTV. We were able to do some
did some PSAs.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really great. I will say, not a surprise that we did mental health, as Melissa Helm, who is the executive director of NAMI, and Brian, who serves on the board and is a often volunteer for the suicide prevention. They were in the class with us. So there was a big push for mental health, but it was a great program. So this class has just started. They'll commence in June. And then if it's something you ever felt like you would be interested in doing, or you have someone that you think is new to the Berkshires or has been in the Berkshires for a long time, and maybe they don't know all the things that are going on, please check the One Berkshire website for BLP. Get a little bit more information. We're always looking, next year it'll open back up in the winter, and to apply, we can take up to 30 people, which seems like not a lot, but it is, and it's a lot of fun.
And networking is a major part
huge.
Of that. You know, we mentioned that earlier with the South Paws and with the Girls Inc. programs. Networking is huge.
Huge.
And this is for adult networking.
Adult networking,
for adult networking, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I would say... I walked away from that program having, I ended every email when we were doing our project saying, love you all so much, love you forever. And, just to be a little funny, but it really came kind of true where Brian and I have a great connection now. If there's someone he knows that needs resources, he calls me. If there's someone I know that needs resources, I call him. Melissa Helm, same thing. Tommy. Love Tommy, who works for Mountain One. Big shout out for Tommy. Yeah. Lorena Deuce, who works for Berkshire Immigrant Center. So it's just an amazing thing to check out if you're a professional here in the Berkshires.
Yeah. So again, thank you everybody for joining us today on WTBR for the Morning Drive. Our guest has been Abby Allard. And so if you want to follow up with anything, the South Paws Boxing Academy, you can look at that online. Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, home of Girls Inc. Look them up online and see how you can help. Great organizations. Abby, thank you for being here. And thank you, everybody, and hope to have you join us again.
Thank you.